News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, the FAA ordering inspections of the Boeing 737-9 MAX model after that scare in the air Friday when a door blows off an Alaska Airlines flight, the plane at 16,000 feet. A little boy's shirt and cell phone sucked out while passengers forced to put on the oxygen masks as the pilot lands safely.
We believe, from looking at radar data, that the door is around Barnes Road near I-217 and the Cedar Hills neighborhood.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamendi in a news conference with reporters. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting snow. Millions of people in the storm's path. We are learning more today about the absence of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure and even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon alerted to the situation Friday. To Capitol Hill, where the House will start impeachment hearings against Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas this week after millions of illegal aliens continue to pour into our country. House Speaker Mike Johnson at the border with Mexico telling CNN the Biden administration not doing its job.
This is a catastrophe down here. And what the White House is proposing is more money to process and allow more illegals into the country. We need to do the opposite of that. And this is, you don't need to take my word for it. Listen to the deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol who was with us last night, and he told us in his own words, he said, it's as if I'm at an open fire hydrant. I don't need more buckets to dump the water. He said, I need to turn the flow off.
This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Turning now to USA Business News, the Dow finished the session Friday higher, up 25 points, the NASDAQ gaining 13, and the S&P 500 up 8 points. In other business news, Ford posting its best sales year since 2020. Even though sales of electric vehicles have slowed down a bit, Ford sales up 7.1% in 2023 compared to 2022, Ford's electric car in the number 2 slot behind Tesla. In other news, family and friends looking for justice in the high-profile murder of Michigan synagogue president Samantha Wall. She was stabbed to death during a burglary in her house back in October. Originally, some thought it was a hate crime, as Wall is Jewish, and this took place right after the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has always maintained this was not a hate crime.
We have charged Michael Balonis. He's 28 years old with the following offenses. Homicide, felony murder. That he did while in perpetration or attempted perpetration of a felony, of a larceny, and or a home invasion in the first degree, murder Samantha Wall. There are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Walls, and there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
At the upcoming evidence hearing, scheduled for January 16th, prosecutors expected to present evidence linking the 28-year-old male suspect who's under arrest to the murder, plus call 12 witnesses to testify. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.